Good morning, listeners. Today we're going to talk about fall fishing and some of my favorite baits to use in the fall. One of my favorites is live crawdads. They spawn this time of year. They're free. You just got to put in a little bit of effort to find them. And I've caught some rather nice smallmouths in the local river on crawdads this season. I'm sure most of y'all already know this. And for the pond fishers and the lakes and things like that, obviously, crawdads are not going to be your go-to, but I feel like in the fall, I like live bait a lot more. I know everyone says the fish are feeding on pretty much anything they see in the water this time of year, but I feel like at least locally here in West Virginia, live bait is the go-to for fall fishing. In the spring and summer, you can work a lot of different fake baits. Seems like the fish are a lot more aggressive during the spring and summer season, and they kind of just get real lethargic here in the fall. Maybe it's the temps drop so quick on them and they just don't have the energy to swim around and chase that bait. But where most other people in the South especially will be using a faster approach and brighter baits, here in West Virginia the key is matching the hatch, throwing something that either looks really natural or just going ahead and use that live bait. My go-to live bait is the crawdad. It's the easiest to find, easiest to catch, and especially here in my local river, it seems to work the absolute best. I've been fishing crawdads ever since I was a little one. One of my greatest joys on the river was walking up and down the bank with my older brother as he taught me how to fish, and he'd give me a little butter bowl and tell me to catch all the crawdads I possibly could, and I was always so happy and so proud to run over with that next big crawdad and then watch my brother reel in that big bass with the crawdad that I brought him. I guess it's more a nostalgia thing than an effective thing for me, but everyone has their reasons for everything, I suppose, and that'd be mine. You'll hear my car a little bit in this one, sorry about that. Recording this one while I'm on my way to work. Gotta fit in things where you can, I suppose. On to lures, soft plastic, crankbaits, things like that. I like the little trout magnet. You can get them in just about every color imaginable. I like to use the gold hook. It just seems to draw them in. That little bit of flash will get them tiny panfish biting. Crankbaits, I've never really been a fan of since I fish a lot of shallow creeks and rivers, but the rattle traps, the fake crawdads, those work pretty much year-round. Looks like this segment will be a little bit longer. I'm stuck behind a cement truck on a big hill. Good for y'all, not so great for me being on time to work. Let's see, we've covered live bait, soft plastics, crankbaits. I like frogs. I've never really even caught anything on fishing a fake frog. I just really enjoy fishing them. Not even for sure why. I've had several really nice topwater blow-ups, and I guess that's the draw to it. I'm just waiting for that one day when that giant one comes and swallows it, and I finally get my topwater slam. Well, I guess that just about wraps her up. Any comments that you have, please let me know if I did something right, did something wrong, if you enjoyed it, if you absolutely hated it. All feedback is good feedback. Have a great day.